All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Monster College, so let's get started. No, definitely not. But she also has a weakness. Apparently, she was abandoned by her creator. The trauma made her like this, cold, detached, excessively loyal to protocols. Well, it happens that I may have tracked down Mathilda Campbell, her creator. That's great, Grim! So you want to let them meet to clarify and overcome Olga's trauma? At that point, Olga will be in debt with you and will give you access to forbidden information. Well, sounds like a plan. Yeah, only problem is that making them meet won't be easy. What do you mean? Well, I went to Professor Dragomira's house the other day and asked her for information about Mathilda. And she confirmed to me that Miss Campbell has been dead for centuries now. So here's the thing. I know where to find Olga's creator. Unfortunately, making the meet will be difficult. Is everything clear? Kind of. What is not clear to you? You went to Professor Dragomira's house? Yes. Why? You mean her office? No, her house. It's a nice place just outside the campus. I had to work her garden. It was very hot, so I took off my clothes and worked the land all day. Are you kidding me? No. Why? Professor Dragomira doesn't give confidence to anyone. You, on the other hand, you went to her house naked and worked on her garden. Yeah? It's an intimate thing. Really? You can tell you don't know her. Interesting. Anyway, Grim, it seems like you've been very busy. Really, I don't know how to thank you. You also risk being killed. What? And when? Well, Dragomira, werewolf hunter... No danger? Still hunting? Nah. Why? Does she still hunt them? Well, not within the campus. But outside? Who can say? Fuck. Anyway, what we have to do now is to confront Olga with the reality of the situation. That is, that Miss Campbell died, didn't abandon her. It would help her get some closure. Still, I wouldn't know how to do it. Certainly just telling her won't be enough. We would need tangible proof. Something that only Miss Campbell can know and that convinces Olga that it's 100% true. I got stuck on this point. Let me think. You said you know where Miss Campbell is. Does that mean you know where she's buried? Yes. Dragomira told me that she's probably buried in the cemetery of the village of Seymour. Where she lived. Perfect. We just need to go to that cemetery and interrogate the corpse. We could get it to tell us everything we need to convince Professor Olga that Miss Campbell has passed away. And how are we supposed to talk to the dead? Our problem is precisely that necromancy is forbidden to us. Yeah, we have a secret weapon. We can ask Emily for help. Oh, great idea. Surely Emily won't deny us this favor. Well, then it's decided. We know how to proceed. I'll talk to Emily as soon as possible. Great, Grim. Thanks again for everything. No problem, Maxine. See you soon. Another thought to add to the list of things to do. I hope to meet Emily tomorrow at the art course. Ooh, excuse me, guys. She's always so helpful. I hope she'll agree to help me. Huh? Tch, look who we have here. Alex and his stupid face. I hope he doesn't annoy me tonight. I'm tired and I don't want any problems. Hey, asshole! Never mind. Asshole? Me? Have you seen yourself in a mirror? Seriously? The ball's on this guy. What the hell did you do to Nina in the woods? I fucked her. What's it look like? No. What? Have you forgotten what you did to us? You almost got us killed. Changing the subject, huh? You don't have the balls to answer my question, huh, dickhead? What'd you do to Nina? I saved her from the danger that you put her in. I didn't do anything else. You know she doesn't talk to me anymore? And it's all your fault, you fucking dickhead. You seduced my woman. What dirty trick did you use, huh? Shitty asshole. Calm down, man. You're exaggerating. I'm warning you. Anyway, I didn't use any trick. And if I really did seduce her, I did it using no cheap trick. I just showed her that she deserves better. Certainly better than an asshole like you. Shut up, bastard! Ah, my sixth sense. He's about to attack me. Oof! Missed by an inch! You thought you could catch me off guard, coward? You made a big mistake picking a fight with me again. You'll regret attacking me. And this time, Dragomira won't be there to save you. Ah! Turn into Wolverine. Well, sorry, that's the wrong game. If this is the only way to show you that you're just a pathetic asshole, then so be it. Nita doesn't deserve the torture of having to be with you. Fucking bastard! You shouldn't even pronounce her name! You'll regret stealing my woman. Guys, what's going on? I don't hear no fucking music, do y'all? Yeah? Turned it up. Can't do anything about that. Stop it! Grim? Buddy, I understand that Nina's a beautiful she-wolf. But aren't you going too far? Stay out of it, all of you! I'll kick your ass and take back Nina! If you really think it works like that, you're even more stupid than I thought. Enough talk! Good, bring it on! Ah! Grim, stop! Ah! Fuck! Ah! Grim! Stop before it becomes a problem! Fuck off! You think it's enough to knock me down? You'll have to do better! Take this then! Wow, I like how they talk when they fight. It's almost like an anime thing. And now this! And this! You'll never stop my flying attack! Did you like that, asshole? And you, dickhead, bitch, bastard. Guys, you're making a mess. Soon the whole dorm will be here. Do something, Oliver. Damn it, Emily, what could I even do? If I intervene, I risk getting my arm torn off. Fuck. Ah! I'll smash your face. Not if I smash yours first. You're done, asshole. Let me go. Eh? Hmm? What? That is... It looks like the box of Dragomira held in her hand and shows she's painting. That's the Menahune stone box. Alex? Huh? The Menahune stone. No, guys. No! I know what you're thinking, but I swear I've got nothing to do with it. Well, it's just the box. It's empty. End of chapter 4. To continue, please pay $1.99. That is $2.49 Canadian. Thank you very much for this. No. We'll continue. What happened doesn't make sense. Alex is an asshole. But what reason could he have for stealing the stone? His behavioral profile is textbook. Brash, arrogant, egocentric. Acts as a bully to hide his insecurities and weaknesses. He cares a lot about traditions, respects the chain of command, ready to harm others only when he's sure he can win. Stealing the stone is not part of his behavioral pattern. Give me one second, guys. I hope this works and doesn't... Alright, stealing the stone is not part of his behavioral pattern. Sharp has had him arrested in the meantime. Damn it. Almost seems like I'm sorry. I don't think it's fair that he's wrongly accused, if he's not really guilty. Besides, yes, we found the box, but there's no trace of the stone. Could he really have been framed by someone? Or is he working for someone? Or maybe someone's blackmailing him? It could be anything! I need help. But who can help me? Where's Batman when you need him? It doesn't seem to be an option. Call? Do we just go down the line? Certainly not Rachel. Clumsy as she is, she only risks making things worse. Maybe I have an idea. I could ask Professor Shosha. Well, Oliver? Nah, he's organizing parties. Nina? No, I don't think she wants to have anything to do with Alex right now. Grace? No, she's nice and hot, but I don't see how she could help me in this case. Maybe Sophia? Nah, she doesn't even have real magical powers, guys. Emily's clever, but I don't want to take advantage of her availability too much. I'd ask for help from Maxine, but she's got so much on her mind. Nope. Leave him out of this, after what happened with Dragomira. Nobody can help him. No one. Professor Shosha. The other day I saw the stone in a painting of hers. She said it was a vision she had. If she's able to control these visions so we can figure out if Alex is actually guilty. I gotta talk to her. I have to go ask her right away. Please, Grim. Don't insist. Since I lost my connection with the wild nature, my powers have lost their effectiveness. My visions are becoming vaguer and vaguer. I have no intention of using them, knowing that they'll probably be wrong. I understand, Professor, but we still have to try. If it worked, it'd give us a great clue about the thief of the stone. The culprit has been caught, Grim, among other things, thanks to you. Isn't it enough for you to be the hero of the college? We have to make sure that Alex is the real culprit. Because of a hasty conclusion, Alex is considered guilty of the disappearance of the stone. I don't find it fair. We're not 100% sure of his guilt. If we don't want to have regrets in the future, we have to be it. I understand. As I thought, you have a noble and just soul. However, the problem remains the same, Grim. I've lost connection with the wild nature. My powers are weak. To do what you're asking me, I need great inspiration. You keep saying this thing. Is there no way to awaken your wild nature? Ugh. You're very determined, Grim. It's admirable. Tell me what to do. We'll find a way. I need to experience strong sensations. I think I know a certain man that might be able to help her with that. What do you guys think? How to paint something natural and transgressive. Maybe then I could find that kind of inspiration. Natural and transgressive. Let's see. What do you think about waterfalls in the woods? Nude models?
Werewolf god.
Seeing me while I devour a deer? Oh my! Grim! She is a deer woman, so probably don't want to do that. Don't even joke about it. Just kidding. Unfortunately, I don't have many ideas. I actually have an idea. What is it? Could you convince one of the girls in the course to post? Oh, well, okay, so if it was just nude models. Nude models? That would be fantastic, Grim. You know, I was actually going to go with the nude models first, but I was hoping it was going to be, oh yeah, werewolf cock. That's what I need. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. But who should I paint? Me? I'm available. After all, I've already done it once. Yes, unfortunately, I need a new inspiration, so it's not going to work. What do you think about painting the girls in the class? I'm not sure they would accept. I've already asked them in the past, but without success. However, you, your charisma, maybe you could succeed in convincing them. If even just one of them were completely undressed, not just of her clothes, but of every inhibition, yes, that could give me the right inspiration. I understand. Trying doesn't cost anything. It won't be easy, but I think I can do it. We'll ask him at the next lesson. Alright, Grim, you're truly a resourceful man. Hee hee. See you soon then, Professor. Thanks again. See you soon, Grim. Thank you. Class is almost over. Today, Dragomira went into great detail about some historical events. Events that I had no idea had actually happened the way she described. I hope I took notes correctly, otherwise it'll take me twice as long to study them. That. Isn't that Sophia? What's she doing here? I didn't know she was taking this course. Maybe she chose to change her field of study. Or maybe she just had some free time and decided to come in. I mean, anything could happen. Dragomir's lessons are always interesting and engaging. Hey, Sophia. Hi, Grim. Strange to find you here. Never seen you attend Professor Dragomir's course. Did you start following it recently? No, I don't follow this course, but, well, you see, I had some free time to occupy and thought it was worth listening to. What did you think? It's not like I'm following you between one of your lessons and another. It's not like I'm spying on you. Absolutely not. This encounter is pure coincidence. Sophia gets stranger every time I see her. And by the way, she's not telling the truth. You can tell a mile away that she's lying. But it's better not to say anything. She might get angry, as always. Sure, a coincidence. There's nothing strange about it. So tell me, did you like the lesson you listened to by coincidence? Yes, I found it very, well, very inspiring. I think I'll attend Dragomira's course more often. Grim, what happened to you yesterday? Professor? You said you would come back to me yesterday. Yet, you disappeared. You made a commitment to me. Did you forget? Professor, actually, you should have understood that I don't like being neglected. When do you plan on taking care of me? No, Dragomira, I didn't forget. So what then? Why haven't you come to my house anymore? Maybe you don't like what you do for me? Maybe stripping to your bare chest was too tiring? Man. Oh no, I like that. I really liked that. I rather enjoyed that, yes I did. Really, I can't wait to come again. I hope you're sincere. Last time I was satisfied with your performance, but don't think it was enough. I'm not that easily satisfied. Don't forget it. Is there a problem, Miss Giovanni? You seem upset. Did I say something that upset you? No, Professor. Good. I can't stand being judged. Don't disappoint me again, Grim. Focus on the important things. I'll be waiting for you back home. Boy, she's a cruel mistress. Of course, Dragomira. I'll show you I know how to satisfy you. Did Dragomira intentionally use misleading terms? Or am I the one seeing things that don't exist? It almost seems like she came to me to mark her territory and push Sophia away. That she did. Is Professor Dragomira jealous of one of her students? Something like that can't be true. I must be mistaken. And so, after Lily, you're sleeping with Dragomira too now? Never mind, I wasn't mistaken. No? No? Then what was all that talk about? Bare chest? Satisfying her? What the hell was she talking about? I'm just working on her garden, Sophia. A few days ago I did something stupid, and this is my punishment. That's all. I see. But be careful. That's Dragomira, the Wolf Slayer. Don't forget it. Oh, how thoughtful of you. Idiot. Thank you for the thought. I'll be careful. Rather, Sophia, I meant Miss Giovanni. Don't use that surname. I am Sophia the Witch. Sophia Giovanni. Stop it, damn it. I'm of Italian origin, okay? Is that a problem? Yeah, I'm joking. No problem. We were safe. Did you figure out what went wrong with the last ritual? Or do you no longer care to know the truth about what happened between Lily and your friend? Miss Giovanni? I know what'll help. Excuse me, guys. Give me a second. I'm not ending the video here. Don't worry. Okay. I know I've got one of these in here. Ah, no. I know they said no alcohol, but I didn't say anything about cough drops. Because I seriously need one right now. That might work. Okay. Grim. Ugh. Of course I still want to expose Lily. Absolutely yes. In fact, maybe I found another ritual that could work for us. But I need to study it thoroughly to understand if it could be effective. You know, I talked to Emily lately. She explained a couple of things about you witches. And what exactly did she tell you? Well, you see, let's say she explained to me the reason why the ritual failed miserably the other day. There's no need to be shy. Don't see it as a fault or a problem having little experience without being too explicit. So you found out? Well, yes, it's true. To channel our powers to the fullest, we witches must lose our virginity. We must already have... There's no need to add anything else, Sophia. I don't want to embarrass you. It's not about being embarrassed. The problem is not that I'm embarrassed. It's that my energy is blocked. And no matter how hard I try to find a ritual substance as suitable for our purposes, I will never be able to perform it successfully without the necessary energy. I have the solution to all your problems. It's in my pants. What do you mean? I have to fuck you. Ugh, asshole. So, yeah, it's the best solution. Huh? I didn't think you'd actually agree. It was a joke. Why'd you choose me? Why? Because you're as much a part of this story as I am. Because you already know my secret. Because you're the only one I opened up to and told about Edward. Because you're the only one who doesn't treat me like I'm crazy. Not always, at least. And then because... Well, because I kind of like you. I see. Well, I like you too, Sophia. I'm really happy. I didn't think you'd ever open up to me like this. It's going to be a really important moment for me, too. Thank you, Grim. In the next few days, there'll be an important astral conjunction. It'll be the perfect time for us to make love. Expect a call from me. I'll wait for news from you, Sophia. Thank you, Grim. Now I gotta bounce. Have a good day. You too, Sophia. See you later. Unbelievable. I didn't think she would actually accept to have sex with me so easily. I care about Sophia. I'm glad she opened up to me like that. Sophia Giovanni, what a girl. Here we go. I gotta find a girl willing to pose nude as inspiration for Professor Shosha, so as to unlock her powers and give her a vision of the true culprit of the stone theft. But which of the girls should I ask? They're all so damn sexy. So for me, anyone who accepts is fine anyway. I'll ask them all so no one can say they were excluded. At least one of them will accept. Here is Emily. My instinct tells me to take it easy with her. Unlike Grace, Emily's very modest. Hey, Emily. Grim, hi. How are you today? Everything's fine, thanks for asking. I wanted to talk to you about something. Oh, actually, I also have a couple of things to ask you. Go ahead. The other day was Alex. You scared me. Oh, darn. I don't like violence. Seeing you fight with all that ferocity was really scary. Sorry, Emily. You're right. It was a terrible show. But it's all that idiot Alex's fault. He provoked and attacked me. Oh, Lord. Sometimes the wolf can take over. I swear that's not me. It won't happen again. I'm glad, Grim. Anyway, what did you want to ask me? Well, actually, I got two favors to ask you. Yeah, sure, I'm always happy to be useful. Well, the first favor is actually for Professor Shosha. It's really a small thing. Tell me if I can help you, I'll gladly do it. Well, you see, Professor Shosha needs the right inspiration to paint. She asked me to find a muse for her. Well, a volunteer who's willing to pose for today's portrait. Oh, how cute! Naked. Oh, I see. And you thought of me? I was thinking of proposing it to all the girls in the class. I know it's not a joke. If you don't feel like it, it's okay anyway. Oh, Lord. Maybe it's better if you ask the others. Personally, I prefer to decline the invitation. I don't feel comfortable showing myself naked in public. Of course, no problem. The other issue I should talk to you about. I hope it's not another erotic thing. Oh no, don't worry. It's complicated to explain. But I'd like to know if you can communicate with other ghosts. Or, well, call them back from the afterlife. Other ghosts? Yeah, of course. Great. Who do I need to talk to? It's about Mathilda Campbell. Professor Olga's creator? Yeah. Apparently she died several centuries ago. She's buried in a cemetery in the city of Seymour. I see. However, we can't go there. Why's that? We can't leave Silverleaf territory. Did you forget? Fuck, how did I not think about that? Don't swear, please. Sorry. Darn, it's a big problem. So we should find a way to talk to Mathilda without leaving the college. Damn, we could use teleportation. I'm sure you'll find a solution. You're good at this. Thank you, Emily. Sorry to bother you. No problem. Keep me updated. I will. Another problem to add to the pile. How the hell do we get to Seymour? Better not think about it now. If I find a solution, now I have other things to think about. Things didn't go well with Emily. Let's try another option. With Grace, I should be on the safe side. Hey, Grace, good morning. Hey, big guy. Ready to dirty some canvas with your big brush? Always the same. Listen to me. Professor Shelsha needs a particular inspiration for this lesson. So she asked me to find a volunteer willing to pose nude as a model. And I was wondering if... Were you wondering if the most beautiful mermaid you know was available to pose nude? Well, yes. Of course, Grim. Tell me when and I'll undress without any problem. Wow, I expected you to accept. But I didn't expect all this enthusiasm. You understand, right? You'd be completely naked in front of the class for the entire lesson. Yeah, of course, I don't see what the problem is. Oh, well, that's great. Thank you, Grace, for your availability. Okay, you just need to ask one more person. Knowing her, I have the feeling that the answer is obvious, but you can never know. Hey, Susie, how are you? Hi, Grim, everything's fine, thank you. Sorry to bother you before class, but I have something to ask you. Oh, you never bother me. Tell me everything. Professor Shelsha needs a great source of inspiration today. For this reason, she asked me to find female students willing to pose nude for today's lesson. What do you think? Pose naked in front of the whole class? Did I understand correctly? Yeah, that's it. Something I've never done before. I know you fawns are shy, but I think it's good for you to push yourself and take the initiative. Do you remember what you told me at the pool party? What? You said that my body is a work of art. You still think that, Grim? Of course, Susie. Absolutely. My body is a work of art, huh? If I looked good in a swimsuit, maybe I'm beautiful even naked. It's only for the duration of today's lesson, right? Yeah, of course, Susie. And it'll stay between us. No one outside the classroom will see or know anything. Okay, Grim, you convinced me. I'm available to pose nude for the class. Great, Susie. Thank you. I'll go and inform the teacher. Very well. Are we ready to start the lesson? Yes, teacher. Two people have applied as models for today's lesson. Grace and Susie. Very good. Who do you think would be the best model, Grim? Me? Oh, well, then I choose... All right. Here we go, guys. We're going to end it right here. We'll be seeing ya in just a week or so with more Monster College Lost Academy coming at ya next.